Hi, welcome to episode number 57 of Hardwick Sound. I'm Caleb, and as usual, I'm joined by my lovely family. Let's start with my lovely mother, Ms. Carla Hardwick.
Hello there, lovely Caleb.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Happy tonight.
Good.
Just finished a good supper.
Yeah, we did.
With my kids. Just a good evening.
Yeah, it was kind of good. It was like a Philly cheesesteak in a tortilla.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what I would call it.
It's what I call rummage around in the freezer and find something I can warm up real quick.
Man, we need to have that more often. Hey, Seth.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. This is episode number 57. I'm your host, Seth Hardwick.
This is not true. I am the host, and I will forever be the host.
Well, I'm practicing.
No need. I'm forever the host. This is my younger brother, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing good, but I'm practicing.
That's fine. You just practice all you want. It doesn't matter.
Dream big. Fine. I'm filling in as the host on episode number 57.
No, you're not. This is my older brother, Noah.
Hi.
How are you?
Lovely.
Good. Anything else you want to say about that?
Well, you didn't say that I was lovely like you did Mama and yourself and your family and all, so I just figured
you're part of my family.
I'd make sure. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew.
Did he say that I was lovely?
I don't think so.
No, he didn't.
No,
I mean,
see,
I said you're part
like
of my family. So if y'all want to consider yourself lovely because you're part of my family, then there you go.
Take notes, Seth. These are the things you shouldn't do as a host.
No, I think you're lovely.
Thank you.
Your hair looks lovely tonight.
Yeah. Your voice doesn't sound very lovely. You feel a little sick?
Not especially, but it does sound kind of funny.
It's kind of low and kind of hoarse tonight. Anyway, welcome to another episode. Let's see. Has anybody been doing anything exciting?
No.
Nope.
Hey, we finally finished the Lego room renovation project.
Oh, yeah. Did you get those speakers set up?
Yes.
I need to see that.
So, y'all might remember, like over a year ago, I think me and Seth started renovating the Lego room. We talked about that a little bit on the podcast.
Several times, actually.
And guess what? We have finally kind of started finishing it up, I think.
Yeah. It only took us a year to put the trim up.
You might remember that we painted the room. We
put in a
door into like the crawl space. We put in
two tables,
and we built two tables. And then finally, about a year after we bought the trim for the room, we finally put it up. And it only took us going back to Home Depot twice.
Well, twice plus the original time.
Okay, so it only took three trips to get enough trim. You know what's funny is that trim is really cheap, and I only needed like a 3-foot section when I went today, and so it cost me all of like $1.20. You know?
Yeah.
And I like to go on the contractor side at Home Depot. Makes me feel manly. You know what I mean?
I like to go in there too, but I never thought about it making me feel manly.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, and so, like, you have these people lined up in front of you, and they've got, like, $30,000 worth of stuff, and then you come up and, like,
you pay for $1.20.
$1.20. $30. Yeah. So, you know, it's a little weird, and I actually pulled out $2 and just paid in cash. And
you could have just casually mentioned to the guy behind you, you know, this is all I needed to finish up that that $500,000 home.
This is the only thing left on that
that $20 Lego room remodel
on the Hardwick project.
Yeah, the Hardwick
site.
That's right.
Yeah,
they don't have to know what it was.
That's right. But I think
you could have said something like, you know, the Denmark renovation,
the Denmark block room. Anyway, so that's one of the exciting things we did today. I think the most exciting thing, honestly, I think the most exciting thing that happened to me today was that when I went to the bank, I took a bunch of change with me and put it in their coin to cash machine. And guess what? I found a New Zealand dime.
Ooh. Did it shoot that one out?
Yeah, I did.
Where did a New Zealand dime come from?
That's a good question.
Sonic.
For sure.
I don't know.
Kristen,
I bet it came from New Zealand.
Yeah. Kristen said that it was a good excuse for us to go to New Zealand, so I have somewhere to spend it.
To return it.
Yeah, to return it.
Your Highness.
I wonder if we can get this like funded, you know, government funded to return the coin to New Zealand.
Your Highness, I present you with a New Zealand, what was it, a dime?
Yeah,
A New Zealand dime to make its way back home.
Yeah. Well, I fully expect that like, we get off the plane and we have like this warm welcoming celebration full of like elves and hobbits and they're all cheering us on. That's what's in New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
I can only assume
it's Middle
so.
Earth, I think. Anyway, that was probably the most exciting part of my day, was when I realized that it wasn't a penny, because it looked like a penny. It was about the same size and about the right color. It's kind of coppery looking. But when I realized it wasn't a penny and then it said New Zealand, that was exciting.
The most exciting part of my day thus far has been reading this Facebook post that's posted on the Christian self-publishing loop.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my friends that are Christian publishers, they got to talking about epic church fails in their worship services. And
okay.
This is just the most hilarious. Do y'all want to hear it?
Sure.
Yeah, but hold on. I have one more other mention about pennies.
Of course. You can never stop talking about pennies.
Okay, so I have a question. Are pennies worth more rolling them up and taking them to the bank and exchanging them for, you know, paper money or whatever? Or are they worth more taking them to a scrapyard and having the copper scrapped?
That's not legal.
Well, I'm talking hypothetically here.
I don't know. Why don't you research that and
report back? It's a hypothetical illegal situation.
As far as illegal stuff goes, I have some illegal advice too later for our sound advice.
Well, this is turning into a great episode. We've got legal things, and I'm going to make fun of church services.
I think this is going to be another one of our Kristen's legal advice episodes.
Kristen, can we get your advice on this illegal activity?
We should call her up and just ask her.
I'm just saying, it seems like copper is worth more scrap value than it is.
But it's not copper.
Is it not?
No.
I don't know.
It's coated to look like it's copper.
I think
it's actually
mostly
some kind of
zinc or
something.
Yeah, zinc. Whatever it is, it still seems like it should have more scrap value than it does as a penny.
It may.
Here's something interesting.
I think
interesting.
The better question is it better to take it to the bank and get your money out of it, or to just dump it in the VBS thing every year?
Well, here's something that I learned, interesting, is in New Zealand, they don't have a penny. Their lowest coin is the dime.
So, yeah, but, you know, everything there costs like
10 times as much.
Bucks for a Coke.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that the dime is, or their 10-cent piece is the lowest denomination.
We could just about do that, too. I mean, let's be...
Yeah, we could probably get rid of
our pennies. Keep the change. It's only...
Yeah. All right, Mama, let's talk about some epic church fails.
Epic church fails here. Now, these are done in the spirit of people that genuinely were trying to do something good for their church, but just didn't quite work out the way that they thought. These are not ranked in any particular order, but these are just
I think we should rank them.
Well, maybe we should. Maybe we should, you know, pick our top three after I finish the list
here.
All
right, go ahead.
Okay. The first one was NASCAR Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the congregation was told to dress as if you were going to a NASCAR event, you know, and some of the people actually showed up with their recliners.
Tell me, what is the appropriate dress code for a NASCAR event?
I don't know, but it was an epic failure.
I don't know.
I can't imagine that, but I can't. This one's even worse.
What was the point of this?
I think it was just trying to boost church attendance or something. You know,
was there
an objective
biblical lesson behind this?
Probably not. It was probably just like bring your neighbor or something.
If your life feels like it's going in circles.
This one gets even worse. The next one was Elvis Sunday.
Oh, okay.
The pastor came dressed as Elvis, and they tried to use Elvis songs for the hymns.
Well, works for me. I would love to see Doug try that.
Please don't suggest that to Doug.
Actually, I feel Carol would be the one who
Carol
would get
might be
this.
More the one that would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is, I don't really understand this. This maybe goes under more of the category of kind of crazy pastor stuff. There was a visiting evangelist who would literally leave the stage, leave the pulpit, go down to the pew, sit down in a pew, and amen himself loudly, and then jump up and run back to the stage and continue preaching as if nothing had happened.
Got a bit of a split personality there.
Yeah, he'd been watching too many of those Ernest, My Family Album videos.
When I was a kid, I remember going to a revival service that the pastor had a very obvious toupee, that his toupee didn't quite fit his head right, and it was a little different color from the rest of his hair. And when he would get worked up and really to preaching, kind of bouncing up and down and pounding the pulpit, his toupee would start bumping up and down, jumping up and down. And as a kid, I would just stare at his head, just waiting for his hair to fall off. And my mom would poke me because what do you do when you're a kid? You know, you start laughing. I was waiting for that. That's my most memorable preacher that, you know, could have been an epic failure when his hair fell off.
But you remember that sermon?
No.
You remember being at that sermon?
I do. I remember being at that sermon, but I have no idea what... I was so focused on that hair, I had no idea what he was preaching about.
Do you ever focus on Doug's hair?
No. I could say something unkind, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
I don't focus on Doug's hair. Okay, you want to hear the next one?
Sure.
Okay, this is one where they decided to have a clown-led worship service.
Oh, my.
Because why not?
Including, this blows my mind, but a worship service that included the song, The Entrance of the Gladiators.
The circus song.
The circus song. That one. Yeah. And a clown-led communion, complete with gags.
So you go up and you pick up, you know, your grape juice, and they go, you know, that you reach down to pick it up, and they squirt it out of their little flower.
I don't know. I can't imagine. What was this church thinking to have a clown-led worship service?
I don't know. Did they have a clown of thorns?
Oh, no. But in my mind, the clown-led worship service is still better than the church that hired the mime group to come in and lead worship. They had four worship songs led by mimes.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind seeing that once, I think.
I would like to see it. I kind of want to know how this works.
Does the band still play instruments?
So wait, they hired the Blue Man Group?
Oh, that'd have been cool.
Sunday. Blue Man Group Sunday? I don't know. I don't know how that works. And this one is so unbelievable to me that I had to look it up to make sure it really happened. Apparently, there was a little period of time somewhere in the 80s, I think it was.
Just blame it on the 80s.
That some churches decided that AC/DC's Highway to Hell was an Easter song and included it in their Easter services. There's YouTube video of this. Can you imagine? I don't know. I don't understand it. We looked this up right before the podcast and watched it. I don't know. Should I mention it about the Holy Ghost hokey pokey?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
I'm still not convinced that's 100% true.
All these people doing the hokey pokey. And they were okay when they were just putting one hand in and the other hand in and one foot and the other foot. But when he said, put your whole self in... Everybody went nuts.
Yeah. What was it the guy said that he had hurt himself doing?
He had a knee problem.
Well, he said he was jumping out of airplanes. He said it so casually. The preacher was like, so how did you hurt yourself? He's like, I was jumping out of airplanes a lot. But
when he put his right leg in, his right knee got healed. And when he put his left leg in, his left knee got healed.
You know, you could argue with the spirit and say it's a little odd, but who am I to say such a thing? All right, what else?
Okay, I've got to stop these because they just keep going on. But my personal favorite church fail was when I was probably a teenager, I think. We had a bus ministry. We'd go around the neighborhoods and just pick up whatever kids wanted to come to church on Wednesday nights, which is a wonderful thing. I'm not criticizing that. But every so often, they would have kind of like open mic Wednesday nights for these kids that they could come up to the mic and, you know, sing Jesus Loves Me or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, so one little girl came up to the mic and she proceeded to belt out the worst country song, including sex, drinking, and everything in front of the whole church. And we all just sat there open mouth. I don't think they ever did another open mic Sunday or Wednesday night again after that.
Wow.
I'm sure she didn't mean to do anything wrong. She just went up and sang her favorite song like all the rest of the kids did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what do y'all think? Well, what should we give our number one epic church fail?
I'm going with clown communion.
Clowns.
Clown communion.
All right, so that was epic church fails. Let's move on.
Segway.
Okay, guys, so we're in 2018 now.
That's right. We have New Year's resolutions?
No. Well, I don't know. Do you?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, my New Year's resolution is for my elbow and my knee to stop playing chicken.
You think the hokey pokey will help with that?
It hasn't your knee and elbow ever hit each other before?
Yeah.
And doesn't it hurt?
It does.
Neither one comes out winning.
No.
So I decided that's my New Year's resolution.
How is that resolution going?
I've only broken it once so far.
You've only accidentally hit your knee and your elbow at the same time once?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So, you know.
Keep it up.
At this rate, pretty good. You'll do it at least another 150 times by the end of the year. How's that feel?
Not very.
I'm not sure your math is correct on that.
I know,
but okay.
I just made it. Okay, let's see. Mathematically, we're a third of the way through the month. That's three times. You're on the way of doing it, like, what, another 36 times?
Well, that's a little more.
35 times.
A little more encouraging.
Yeah, something like that. Wow. Okay. Well, stick with it, and maybe you can reach your goal. What's your goal?
To not do it anymore.
Okay. I'll stick with it. You never know. Any other New Year's resolutions?
I have one.
Okay.
To take a nap every day.
Wow.
Is that a new resolution?
No.
I was going to say, you've been doing this pretty good already.
I think I failed once or twice last year, so I thought I'd try it again this year.
Really? I don't think you did.
I think you probably
succeeded last year. Wow.
It's a worthy goal. You ought to try it.
Wow. Okay. Well, my resolution this year is to pay more attention because I was realizing that I really didn't pay that much attention in 2012 because I came up with a few things from
2012?
I'm sorry, 2017.
He really is.
I didn't even notice what year it was.
Pay more attention.
Was it 2012 to 2017? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Because I was trying to think how well did I remember the year 2017 and or 2012. And so I came up with a
2012 was the Christmas ice storm and
was it?
Snowstorm. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. So I came up with just a very short list of things that I was going to quiz you guys on and see how well you remembered 2017.
Okay.
It shouldn't be too hard.
Do I get like a, what do they call that in golf when you get to start out, you know,
on par. The plus side?
What?
Par?
No.
Plus?
A handicap. I get a handicap? I'm older than you guys. I have trouble remembering things.
Yeah.
Give me, maybe. You know, handicap me.
This
one or two anyway.
This won't test your memory too hard.
This interruption brought to you by
Mama's Phone.
That's right, listeners. Our phone lines are open and volunteers are standing by. We'll return you to our broadcast of Episode 57, Communion of the Clowns, in just a moment. But in the meantime, we'd like to remind you that Hardwick Sound is sponsored this week by the generosity of loyal listeners like you, Chad. This quality of programming can't be found anywhere else, and probably for good reason. But with your generous gift of just $1,200, we'll send you an official Hardwick Sound sock. And with a second level membership gift of just $2,400, we'll send you a second accompanying sock. Okay, over to Uncle Eddie.
Thanks, Caleb. You know, the thing I love about Hardwick Sound is that it reminds me of the time I was on the Lum and Abner show. The penguin ate my microphone and we had to tickle the pirate man's elbow to get the Dean Martin to sing about Ovaltine and macaroni. Instead, we ended up with the big yellow bird and a puppet in a trash can. But that was before you could buy quality public broadcasting at the grocery store like you can today. So that's why we need you to pick up your remote and donate today.
Thank you, Uncle Eddie. So listeners, we need your New Zealand dimes to keep us on the air. The phone number's at the bottom of your podcast screen. So please call. Okay, now back to our quality program.
All right, so here we go. Start off with sports. Can you remember the champion winners of the Super Bowl, the NBA Championship, and the World Series?
No.
Okay, hold on.
Start
with Super Bowl. That was the Patriots?
Ding, ding.
Good guess.
Good job. Good job. All right.
And weren't they playing the Panthers?
I don't know.
Or was that the year before?
Look, I don't remember. I told you.
I don't know.
I'm still in 2012, so. okay, who won the NBA championship?
The
Boston.
It was LeBron. That was like 2 years ago, wasn't it? LeBron won it, right?
That was the Cavaliers. No, he playing for the Cavs. Wasn't the Cavs.
Oh, I'm going to say the Lakers.
Nope. Golden State.
Golden State.
Golden State Warriors.
Okay. I didn't know that one.
We didn't do well.
I don't do NBA, so.
Okay, MLB. Y'all should know this one. We were actually in town when they won.
Yeah, it was the Astros.
Yep. They beat the Red Sox.
Yes, that's right.
I knew that they were playing each other. I just didn't remember which one won.
There you go.
And I wasn't in town then.
I was in Houston, and so was Noah.
Wait a minute. Boston and Astros? That's not possible.
Hey, that's a good point.
It was Astros and Dodgers.
Oh, okay. You're right. Okay. You're right. All right. Okay. They were in town when they beat the Red Sox in the American League Championship.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That makes more sense.
But yeah, you're right. You're right. Thank you for correcting me. All right. Movies. Can you name the top three highest grossing movies of 2017?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Star Wars is number one.
There you go. Number one. Yeah, which is kind of interesting because, I mean, it was only in theaters at the very end.
I'm
going to
say
some Marvel movie.
Mama's actually right.
I'm going to say Spider-Man then.
Nope, not Spider-Man.
It was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy was number two. And then the number three, you're going to have a little bit of a harder time guessing.
Oh.
It was the movie, the Disney movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm trying to think the name of it.
Starts with an M. No.
No. It's the one that turned into the real life version.
Yes.
Which one was it? Was it Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job. You got all three
of them.
Was
that a Disney movie?
Yes. Isn't it? Beauty and the Beast is Disney.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. It's one of the Disney princesses. Listen, I know we're guys, but come on.
It's still 5 years away in my timeline. All right. The eclipse was a major...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You remember
that?
Kind of remember the eclipse that kind of happened that none of us actually saw?
What a letdown that
supposedly
was.
It happened. It was a pretty
like
big
the
cultural
moon landing.
Event.
It was totally faked.
Yeah, I agree. The eclipse was faked. It was all NASA. That was the government. Do you remember what month that was in?
August.
Right?
Was it August?
Yep. Yes,
okay.
It was August.
Sorry, I was thinking July.
Was it the 18th?
I don't remember. Something like that. All right. Most Googled phrase globally or in the U.S.?
I feel like maybe I read this somewhere.
In the year 2017,
yep.
The most Googled phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to throw out there and say Donald Trump.
Nope.
Did it start with why?
Start with what?
Why?
I thought you said start with why.
Why?
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 No, it does not start with why.
What about
why?
How?
Why would you, why would you ask?
I'm going to say how to.
Nope. That's not really a phrase. But anyway, nope, you're all wrong. Any more guesses?
No.
The answer is Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Irma.
But not Harvey.
No, the Irma was number one. Which, I mean, it's kind of weird that Irma got more attention, but like, I guess Florida's populous, so.
Houston?
But the state of Florida is a lot bigger than
but
Houston.
But who cares about Houston? It's not like it's a resort place that you go for on vacation or anything. I mean,
it's not like your grandma lives in Houston, okay?
We apologize to those of you who have grandmothers living in Houston.
Sorry. Okay, one more. Last one. You're probably not going to get this. The number one downloaded iPhone app.
Angry Birds. No, that was last year.
That wasn't even this. That wasn't
that
even
was
last
like,
year.
That was like 3 years ago.
I mean, probably still downloaded a lot.
Okay, the number one downloaded app this year.
On iPhone. On Apple.
I'm trying to think through.
Alexa.
Nope. That's not, that isn't, is Alexa Apple?
No, that's Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it may not actually be Alexa, it may be Amazon Echo or something.
Nope. Let's try Clash of Clans.
Nope.
One of theirs.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Is it a game?
Nope.
Okay, it's not a game.
Not really.
Is it a like a news type?
Nope.
Sports
messaging?
Nope. Nope.
Social media?
Kind of.
So Snapchat?
Nope. Although Snapchat, I think, was number two.
Pinterest?
Or it was in the top three or four. Nope. Pinterest.
Because somebody knows Pinterest, right?
Yeah.
Nope. We all have it on our phone. Let's just admit it.
Nope, I do not.
I don't either.
I actually had it until today, and then I removed it. I actually did have Pinterest, but I removed it when I was swapping over to Noah's phone. Nope, you're all wrong. The answer is Bitmoji.
A what?
Bitmoji?
Exactly. Hmm. It's like the emoji creating app. Number one app downloaded in 2017.
That reminds me, the number four movie was the Emoji Movie.
Yes. Highest grossing. Highest gross. Anyway. So obviously we're not an iPhone family, even though Noah has an iPhone.
Yeah, sorta.
But
he has one for
we're
work.
We're clearly an Android family. So all right, there you go, guys. That was your 2017 quiz. Y'all did pretty good. I'm not disappointed with how y'all remember something that was only 2 weeks ago.
We did better with movies and
sports
than...
And eclipses. All right.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
Why does Seth have motivational stickers on his desk?
It's a good question, Seth. Why do you have motivational stickers?
Is it for all those years of not getting stickers and you realize you can just buy a whole roll for yourself?
I can buy my own motivational stickers.
It's to help him achieve his 2018 goals.
He puts one on every day that he doesn't.
Every day I don't hit my knee and elbows together, I grab another sticker and motivate myself.
No, actually, this was my prize in the present that I won playing our Christmas game in Greg and Leah's fifth grade class.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So, in other words, you took all the motivational stickers for those kids for the entire year.
They're all just sitting around depressed. Maybe you should share them.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like this would be like great street ministry. Just like
walk around and put stickers
walk
on
around
people.
And put motivation stickers on things. You know?
Jesus loves you.
Yeah. Or maybe just hand them out to people like, hey, you look like you need this today.
Want a sticker?
Hey.
Should I read what the motivations are?
Sure. Read a couple.
Okay. We have...
There's 180 of them, apparently.
Yes, but there's only 10 different designs.
Okay.
What a ripoff.
We have great.
I feel so motivated already.
Great.
First
what?
Just first.
First.
Okay.
Super.
Ooh, okay.
100%.
Keep it 100.
A plus.
Keep going.
Good work. Well done. Bingo.
Are these in sort of like declining order? The best ones are at the top, but you're not doing quite so well.
At least you tried.
And my personal favorite. Wow. Wow.
See, that one could go either direction. For the kid that totally failed, you could put a wow sticker on their favor.
The at least you tried sticker. Wow. All right, so let's move on to our final segment of the show that we like to call Sound Advice, a segment of the show where we give you some advice that is sound. Noah, what was your advice?
I had so many great sound advice that I've come up with over the last time since we recorded, but I've forgotten all of them.
Yeah.
But I had a new one today.
Okay.
If there's a book you want to read, but you don't like reading, so you prefer listening to them, you can probably find the audiobook on YouTube. That may or may not be a legal way to do it, but it's probably there.
Good point. YouTube, the way to circumvent law.
Yeah.
Because college students have to do this. They have to find a book and read it and make a recording of it, them reading it.
No. It's the official recording.
It's just been uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah.
And nobody on YouTube cares enough to take it down.
Exactly.
Well, I was just referring
to it. It actually starts off, this is an audible recording. And
okay.
If you're on an Android phone, you can minimize the browser and it'll keep playing.
I'm not sure this is sound advice, but it's advice. All right, anybody else have any advice?
Yes, I have miming advice.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
And there you go.
Wow.
I missed it. I looked away. Could you do that again?
Is that what mimes do?
I don't know.
I don't think that's how that works. Ms. Carla, do you have any advice?
Well, it's kind of related to my previous information about failed worship services.
Okay.
If your pastor suggests that you have
Kazoo Sunday,
where everybody brings a kazoo,
for sure,
and uses it in church, I would suggest that you
use your veto power.
Yes.
I suggest you bring the loudest kazoo you can find.
I honestly think that I have been to one of those before. I just have this memory in the back of my mind of being handed a kazoo when I'm walking into a church service and expected to play it. I'm thinking it was on like one of those 4th of July things where you have to...
Yeah, because only that song can only be truly experienced when been played by a congregation full of patriotic kazooers.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, my advice is...
Kazooers? Is that the proper term?
Kazooites. Kazooians. I don't know. What if you lived in Kalamazoo and you played the kazoo?
You would be a kazooite from Kalamazoo.
What if you're a zooer that plays the kazoo in Kalamazoo?
It's like, what do you do? Where are you from? I play the kazoo in Kalamazoo, and I'm a zookeeper.
Of zebras.
Anyway, my advice this week is pretty simple. I just would suggest that if you have a lot of coins, take it to the machine at your bank or grocery store and get some change out of it. I had just a pickle jar full of coins, because that's where everybody should put the leftover coins. And I got
some clean.
I got $61 out of it.
Did they smell like pickles?
Yeah, they did. Not only did I get $61 out of it, I got a New Zealand dime. So, wow.
So
totally hashtag
what you're
worth
saying
it.
Is your advice is to pickle your money, right?
Pickle your money. You can brine it, or you can just use leftover pickle juice from...
I think we should start a new trend. We call it penny pickles.
And here's the thing that most people don't understand is when you pickle your money, it makes it bright and shiny again.
It's true.
Put your old coins in some pickle juice. You can leave the pickles in if you want, but it might make them taste funny.
I remember all those years you would come in the kitchen and pour the pickle juice out of the jar over your pennies because you like to make them all shiny.
I also just like eating the pickles.
It's true.
He's like, hey, if I eat the last few pickles, I can have the pickle juice. Seems like a good deal. And then I can make all my coins shiny again. I have one more piece of advice.
Yes?
Okay. If you work for the highway department and it's your job to repair culverts, do not drive into the ditch and break a culvert.
Poor guy.
Oh, yeah. I feel sorry for that guy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Highway Department man, who came out to look at our damaged culvert and then accidentally drove off the neighbor's culvert.
And got his car stuck and broke the culvert.
Wow.
Yeah. On a plus note, they did repair our culvert after it got hit by a car 2 weeks after they replaced it.
True.
I want to give a big shout out to the Arkansas Highway Department who came through for us.
They did.
Thank you, guys.
All right, this episode was dedicated to Arkansas Highway Department. All right, everybody, we'll see you again next week for another Hardwick Sound. And remember this one last thing.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
So long, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Remember that time we tried miming on the podcast? That was a horrible idea.